Of the record of the hearing, the tribunal must consider the copy of reports or if you have better documents to achieve that.
My question is, Carl, on what basis is the funding range
the position before the JSC doesn't know the detail of the report? No. So, I think that the AFOS, the core findings of facts, including the COVID-19 efficiency of the report, the and the merits of medical delegation condition. Actually, the core form part of the report, but that in itself is something that is surely the point of the report. But there may be a gap here at the moment. I'm sure it's one of the
It may be that you would want the commission to consider the report first, then make available the report to the respondent or, you know, depending on how you want to do it. So clearly the tribunal has to prepare a report for the commission. It's just the commission's report. So it may be inappropriate for the tribunal to submit the report to the respondent.
In 3, after the consideration of the report and any applicable recommendations made in terms of subjection 2, I don't think that's not necessary to look at that again. But then the Commission must make a finding as to whether the judge concerned is suffering from incapacity, is grossly incompetent, or is guilty of gross misconduct. So it's worth that if you offer a good term, the commission must make a final study of the report. That also relates to some degree to the letter that we received from the JSC. Remember that the JSC must expand on the subject. I think it's very clear.
It is
for JSC
that
part.
Of course, the JSC operating other matters.
And that's where we do not see the real problem with notwithstanding their comments in the court. Regardless of all preliminaries, as long as the JSC is a substance upon which you make a finding and actually make a point, which is a constitutional point.
Well, let's look at that discussion a little more, because there's kind of a theme running through that commission, and the sense that when it comes to the committee, for example, they seem to suggest that it's inappropriate for the committee to deal with matters of concern and concern. But the truth of the matter is the Constitution only provides that the JSC must make a recommendation in terms of an impeachment, not lesser complaint. It clearly is a lesser complaint. And be dealt with through a mechanism dealing with complaint for judges as provided for in the Constitution. That's last clause.
And we agree with that, Chairman. I think it's great to get that, well, we, from the bottom side, insist that the Constitution provision as a safeguard relating to the intent of the judiciary and its protection against arbitrary decisions of judges. But all the other things, all the other communities are not so bad. In fact, all the Constitution does is that regard is it's a national relationship in a manner that doesn't get to know how to deal with that.
A complaint mechanism doesn't necessarily mean an impeachment.
No.
So you have, and that's why we take it for the legislation and with your lesser offenses, which are not ever going to, I mean, if a judge sits at somebody, it's a court special proceeding. And they could be all these, all that are these, why would it sit, but, and may not be improved. That is not an impeachable offense, and so should the JSC be marked down by every small complaint in principle? So what you're saying is you look at that clause in the Constitution that says, then the legislature can provide for a complaint mechanism. And then you say, okay, well, then your committee, which is not necessarily a committee made up of members of the JSC, accepts. If we're going to go with the Chief Justice as the chairman, which is my understanding. But the one issue that they do raise is why it is that members who are not members of the JSC have anything to do with complaints. Quite clear that the Constitution says that the speech is the because otherwise you'll need a full-time body here. And clearly it's a very cumbersome and rightly so it should be a cumbersome body of people who would deal with some very serious issues and fish against the arbitrary removal. So in that sense, it's clearly not a very mechanism to deal with smaller and less complex. That's the case. It's not something that doesn't exist. Anybody wants to raise anything? Anyone agrees that it should be the JSC that deals with all manner of complaints?
Should be the Medical Commission.
I don't think so, that's the way they deal with the Commission. Okay.
Is it in four? Because it is that the judge is suffering from an incompetency, is that incompetent or is due to a person's conduct? The commission must submit that finding together with the reasons set forth and a copy of the report, including any relevant material of the tribunal, the feature of the national case. If the commission of the consideration of the report and any applicable representations in terms of subject to finds that the judge concerns A is not directly competent, but that there is sufficient force for the judge to attend the specific training course. The commission may make a finding that the judge must attend such a training course, or B is guilty of a degree of misconduct, not amounting to gross misconduct. The commission may impose any one for a combination of the remedial steps referred to in section 17.
I talked about incompetence in the same way as misconduct.
It would be interesting. I was just thinking of being in the view of, in the light of numerous complaints that the body sees over the years about misconduct. I don't understand these magistrates. It's quite possible to kind of think that people complain about a magistrate knowing anything more about being sure.
No, I think it's outrageous that magistrates do that. I think it's an affront to society, and I think it can be a very
dangerous. I agree with you, Chairman. The fact that now we've got all these similar appointments in the bench, both of them, I think you should really make a note as to what clothing they must wear on the bench, what is applicable and unconstitutional to the judicial office.
Oh my goodness, you are going right up the same alley that Mrs. Camero would love to go
and yes, and once again we've got to provide the provisions of the provider regarding the remedies that may result in expenditure by the state. And I think if we add something earlier about what the state should pay for the undertaking, then and then the commission must invite and inform the judge in respect of the finding request in such court parties made and if applicable the complaint of that finding and the reason.
This reminds me, in terms of the principle that the commission would make such a finding, how would they vote? What is the decision mechanism? I mean, clearly it won't make salary that it is a majority vote.
Majority of the members of the country will be seated in front of the interior of the people. Yes, 178.6 of the Constitution, saying that the JSC may determine its own procedures but decisions of the commission must be supported by an authority of the chamber. The chamber in this case should be considered the head of the body. Then we get to the tribunal for chair.
So in other words, it will decide on whether, in fact, when does it happen? Before or after the tribunal is decided?
It's when the commission requests the appointment.
So they must decide that such a tribunal is necessary.
Right.
In which case, they can choose things. Number one, that they would want the tribunal to sit at number two, that in a case, there could be a possible inclusion. And under those circumstances, they now have to apply their mind. They could, for example, still not change the first, but they have to apply their minds to the issue of distinction at this point. And if they then agree that there should be such a recommendation, the recommendation goes to the president and then the president takes. In the Magistrates Commission, of course, we have the possibility of distinction without pay. They've done in some instances where judges have been criminal charges or so, they just can ask for some relief of action. Just like to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
mean, that's practically what's happened is that they're trying to sacrifice tuition for the short term. My own sense is that under those circumstances, in terms of first experience, the charge, the criminal charge, to me that would be a serious offense. And under these circumstances, you may very well ask for a suspension of charges rather than just saying, you really want that.
Okay. Well, see, we know particular tribunal itself, that is chapter 3. Part 1, the instructive proceedings, the appointment. The Chief Justice must appoint the judicial conduct tribunal whenever requested to do so by him. Secondly, the Chief Justice must, after consultation with the Minister, designate the place in the Republic as the Chief Justice Tribunal in terms of the Charity Certificate Act. But the tribunal must be any place for the purpose of the hearing or deliberation. Three, before appointing any judicial officer to the tribunal, the Chief Justice must consult with the head of the court to do that judicial officer says, in this case, he is the Chief Justice of the Court. Fourth, the Chief Justice. Four, upon appointing the tribunal, the Chief Justice must give written notice of the composition, terms of reference, and chief of the tribunal, and the date by which the tribunal is to commence its proceedings, to first the members of the tribunal, to the minister, and certainly the respondent. Five, the Chief Justice clearly must delegate the functions assigned to the Chief Justice in terms of this part of section 10(2) to the Deputy Chief Justice, if the Chief Justice is the respondent or is personally implicated in the allegations against the judicial officer, and he may delegate any of the functions assigned to the Chief Justice. This part of the section 2 to the Deputy Chief Justice in any other way.
This is this thing here about composition. What is this, the whole time, the seat of the tribunal? What is that? But they can make it in.
Yes, they can go anywhere.
It's just that we've got it in 2 and then we've got it in 4 again. This seems to be an over-obsession with the seat of the tribunal. Is it in this case that there's going to be a fixed place or is it? I mean, what's the problem? I'm curious, what's the...
I don't think it's the less material here, but then I think something is defined here. The chair is my role to argue the issue. And how we can I think there's the possibility of a concern that the financial implications involved may for the longer point of time to take down. I think I'm interested in reading typing that you will have no certain hearing for issues or some sort of coordination.
Actually, I had occasion to meet with a judge from Mauritius, who was very supportive of some of the things that we were doing. So I don't think they'll consider Mauritius a problem. The second part there, the sub 4, everybody gets informed except the complainant. Now, I can understand that the seat is not relevant to the complainant, but the other issue surely may be very relevant when the tribunal is made to commence. But then, of course, the tribunal would necessarily want to call witnesses and specific complaints. So...
And they may not always be a complaint.
So can't we take where applicable the complaint?
You can't.
building, the delegation, now these delegations, particularly around the appointment of the Judicial Conduct Tribunal. I mean, this is the appointment of a tribunal. It's not. I mean, how onerous can it be? The only time I can see that such a delegation would be necessary is if the complaint is about to speak up. Okay, so that's a general delegation thing. Which I'm not even sure if we need it, but okay, we need it from here.
Then we take to the composition of the problem of chairs, which is firstly, I have two judges. One of them must be designated by the chief justice as the problem of president. And secondly, one person whose name appears on the list and signed in terms of position 23-1.
That's your labor.
That is 23-1 that is instructed at the Executive Chair. It says the Executive Secretary must in a prescribed manner inform, establish and maintain a list of persons who have been approved by the Chief Justice acting with a concurrence of the Minister as being suitable to serve on the tribunal in terms of the Executive. There is a list of persons and non-judicial members of the tribunal. There will always be two judges and an applicant next to them. It is correct to say in favor, there will be two judges and one judicial officer. At least one member of this tribunal must be a woman. Three, the vacancy arises in one church, it is not the super wild communication memory, I know that this is a key objective to this tribunal. They're saying that it's not meant to be followed to the practice of the church with that. An earlier draft is one member of my theory, and we've changed that by saying actually to make sure the argument isn't being that nothing is understood by the issue to understand. If there is a vacancy arises among the members of the tribunal or if a member of the tribunal for any reason becomes unable to continue to serve on the tribunal and thirdly, there are at least two members remaining on the tribunal, at least one of whom is a judge, the tribunal must continue to serve. Or in any other case, the tribunal is dissolved, the chief justice must form a new tribunal, and any evidence gathered by and submitted to the former tribunal. Any records get by the former tribunal may be considered by the
tribunal. I think when you justice, when he appoints the new tribunal to comply with some form of the law. In other words, they must start the process as if, actually, what, for example, you draft a new terms of reference, you wouldn't see one of the old terms of reference, but you would see the picture
again.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what are the formalities that you have to comply with when you reappoint? In other words, appoint a new tribunal because the old one has gone back. The formality must be that you must inform. Certainly you'll have to inform the
funding.
All those things. Some four they must be complied with staying over.
Yes.
So I think there we must make it in a phase and comply with sub four, something like that. The issue of the evidence gathered by the previous tribunal. So it's always that it may be considered by the
commission. I think it was stronger. I'm just trying to think to find an earlier draft to see if we might have any certain to say that it's sold
back.
So I'm not here to take this book. No effect on the value of the business.
Check what it's used for. That's going to be important. Because then what you're doing is you're then creating an involved situation where the respondents will start challenging the decision of the new tribunal whether to consider or not. And that's not something you want. I can understand if a member of the tribunal or members of the tribunal are being accused of bias or whatever, then they accuse of under those circumstances they may want to have a de novo reading of evidence or whatever it is. But that would be part of the internal procedures that the tribunal picks up for itself. Still consider the old evidence and find that it's appropriate to apply. Maybe the finding that it's not.
In fact, I'm now looking at the draft of around 2002. And it says any evidential material gathered by the former tribunal, or any record kept by the former tribunal, may be considered by the new tribunal. So I think it's a constant.
I'm okay with that. Okay? Not something I'm going to go to walk over.
But I think you can ask for this start with the idea to ensure that things are not something that's for the one in the
market. You see, and if you say may, then it opens up the question. And then you open up the possibility of people arguing whether they should or whether they shouldn't. You're the respondent. The first thing you'll do is check the evidence there before and say that must now not be considered, and any similar evidence may not be made.
One could introduce a different angle of provision, like validity of any evidence gathered with sufficient rights shall not be
affected. Something like
that would be much sure. You
said that if they But they say if there's at least two members of the tribunal,
I'm not sure why you've had substantial input on this role from the previous year.
that kid with his gun.
I think we've dealt with 53 already. Maybe we just want to do that. To make sure that there's a lay person involved or a non-judge always on the tribunal.
But where does it say that?
In the beginning. But that is not to say, yes, it used to be one fit and stop a person who is not a judicial officer.
Why don't we say not a judicial officer? A list of persons who are not judicial officers. Executive section in the office, 6 hours at the time, 5 hours.
tribunal as my initiative with the tribunal in its own function.
If you make a statement, take it serious and just give an end.
That's it. I presume that manual is very widely accepted. It's very a CEO, in the office of police service, but it's very, very, very high CEO in the office of police service. What makes it difficult is the concept is such that it's very forceful. All those transformation issues are lined up, but it's not there yet. It makes that kind of decision. So this is almost. Part of the equivalent relating to that administration, strictly speaking, not one spirit or something similar that has been part of the administration, we have to meet all these other but on the interim basis, we do need some authorization to do this to a fairly extensive
operation. And I don't think it's changed much, because what's going to happen eventually is that you're going to have a classical solution arising out of it. It kind of looks like a fellowship with a sense into the soul and standing alone. But do pull out those things, because I think it's important that at least when we then deal with the sphere force, that members know which sources they relied on here. So that when we get here, we don't take those things out on union in such a way that they think here. So I think that's going to be useful.
Thank you. Then we get to the last of the administrative decisions that I talked about before. That's the ruling procedure. In 2025, the state procedure that there's no such rules regulating any aspect of any aspect of a tribunal's activity. Two rules made on this one are applicable to all tribunals, may be amended or repealed at this time, not to publish in this event. Subject to the Act. Because they don't have the power to regulate them, to protect them, and to be the city standards.
We don't say by when the rules have to be made. Did you say previously?
No, she doesn't. No. I think the difficulty here would probably be I cannot really foresee the chief justice making rules in anticipation of tribunal being established or
not a bad idea at all, because when you face with the crisis that you start making rules and regulations and then you do it under a cloud. Putting branded care in the Sidarambo as an option, which within what's the other one? The other one, the code is 6 months. Within 12 months.
Well, I don't need to put 6 months now. I can just put the option.
Option. Yeah.
Could you want option?
I mean, maybe sooner that they need them.
And in fact, I when we find this option in the future, when you get the experience to be even a disciplinary subject. Even if you start off with a very tight framework, I feel like I've been as long as the same group. That is a very nice thing.
There was no appeal.
Okay, let me get to the real view part of the subject. It's the very important part. Then he takes the object and nature of tribunal. If the objects of the tribunal are firstly to inquire into allegations of incapacity, gross incompetence, or gross misconduct against the judicial officer, by one, collecting evidence, two, conducting a formal hearing, three, making findings of fact, and four, making a determination on the merits of the allegation, and B, to submit a report containing these findings to the judicial service. Just as a society member of the state discussion, which I raised, the difference between inquiry and education, and the work here is the object of inquiry to the education. It might be worth looking at this in the
office of that. Yeah, absolutely. And in any case, the difference here is the
seriousness of the education. In two, the tribunal conducts inquiry in an informal manner, and there is no onus on any person to prove or resist proof any facts before the tribunal. When considering the merits of any allegations against the judicial officer, the tribunal must make a determination of balance of probability. The tribunal must be very important of its proceedings. I just want to take very briefly chair, I mean, we also yesterday had a brief discussion of the issue of the limit of the FBC, etc., which I think is probably anomalous. Hindsight, because it has a very clear intention, both here and when you come to the member of the committee doing the investigation of the fire. There's a bit of conscience to say that no owners from anybody to see or to do anything, but then you arrive at the finding of the committee. And I don't know if that covers it so well. But that's just
no, look, I mean, I think we've taken the influence of the decision that. Particularly when it's racial cases, you don't need to use that strong language. You just say that when it comes to a complaint, it's upheld, or not upheld.
But you must not forget the fact that the Constitution says it's
guilty of gross conduct.
Finding that guilty of gross
conduct. But then,
then the hearing is beginning to be considered without unreasonable delay. 27. in the interest of protecting and enforcing the dignity and fairness of the court, the tribunal must judge the activities in the acceptable of the employment, determine the type, form, and place of conduct in the hearing, the check of the allegation of safety, and keep on Tuesday, the reason of the hearing. Two subjects is 1B, about the tribunal may adjourn to see at any time to any date, time, and place.
Now look, I mean, there the speech story comes in again. I mean, now you have a speech, then you have the tribunal determining a place. I mean, somebody make a decision for him. You know, I'm all for the Chief Justice determining a seat, but then that must be the seat. And if they want to change, then the Chief Justice must again go and consult with the minister. Do you with me? I mean, I do think that maybe there is room for flexibility if the tribunal wants to go and interview a witness somewhere else. But then we must say that. You can't have a seat and then a place. And then a... So just, Mr. Delano, this is stylistic thing, I think. It's not even a principle. But just clean it up. I mean, I can't, if you want the tribunal to determine where it's going to sit, then blame them. Obviously can't be outside the borders of the country, but you know, if they want to do that in the interest of, I don't know, neutrality and objectivity, then even that will be better. It's not a strange thing, but the way the emphasis is just always on the place and the speech, and this is now the third clause we've got.
Then we get to clause 28. Involvement of judicial officers is conduct of the subject of the hearing that is
Okay.
3-1. Notice of the hearing must be served on the respondent within a reasonable period before the date set for that hearing. Yes, I suppose that is the first question. I can make sure that the application has before that. The respondent is entitled to attend the hearing and to be assisted by a legal certificate, but the tribunal may begin or continue the hearing in whole or in part in the absence of the respondent or a respondent's legal representative. For both offenses, the tribunal is satisfied that the respondent is properly informed of the hearing. See, the respondent is entitled to attend the hearing and use evidence. Secondly, for witnesses and to cross-examine witnesses. Thirdly, they have access to input documents, etc. And lastly, that he should have to agree to make a submission to the tribunal before the conclusion of the hearing. Okay. I suppose the most important thing there would be to substitute the children. This is the...
That's fine. Has anybody got a problem with substance?
Hearing 29, attendance at hearing and disclosure of evidence. Hearing 91, the hearing of the tribunal may be attended only by the respondent firstly, the respondent's legal representative and one of the respondents. See, any person who lodged a formal complaint against the respondent with that complaint related to the hearing. D, the legal representative of each person contemplated in paragraph C. E, any person denied the term of section 11 or called as a witness by the respondent. That is correct. Each of whom may attend with or without the legal representative and only for the period that person is required by the tribunal. If any person contemplated in section 5, that person's presence is required by the tribunal and the any other person is present to the tribunal considered to be necessary for expedience. As far as your things and very good CFC, once C, any person who lost a formal complaint against the respondent to that complaint related to the hearing. That second part was added later because the court may have several complaints who now need to come.
Oh, we don't have to go too far to see them. everybody's getting on the bandwagon.
In the previous chapter 2633, it was written by not disclosed to any other person in the context of the book, documents, or other objects in the position of the tribunal, or the record of any evidence given before the tribunal, except to the extent that the tribunal says in the conversation of the chief justice.
I think that is as it should be. What is 32 and 33? 32 is obviously where they lose their stature.
Yes.
Obvious romantic things, and then the findings obviously of
the correct. Yes, three. Yeah. Even if there's a tribunal of power in the witnesses, the tribunal must assume that any person to appear before it, in person at the hearing and firstly, to produce any good documents, statements, or objects relating to the hearing, and secondly, to answer questions under oath.
That is how the tribunal subpoenaed.
Yes.
What about the cross-examining authority, the person that they appointed to lead evidence?
No, that person is envisaged to be used to exercise of leading evidence.
So basically what you're saying is that the tribunal must subpoena get the evidence and give it to the individual. Not, as you say, the onus is not on a party.
One of the very first things in the draft is not the fact that there is an involvement of the person may not testify with the question by a tribunal and yet the oath for affirmation that it is the administered or question of court to law and be administered or accepted from that person by the tribunal or is evidence to be given by such person to an interpreter by the tribunal through the interpreter. An oath for affirmation is administered to or accepted from the person to the interpreter once you make binding on that person after the tribunal.
Can I just ask you, in your ordinary criminal procedure or other, I don't know what legislation is for your procedure, I think it's does it seem like that no person shall be
defined under this specific provision, we calculated the wrong
position. What is somebody just after the execution? The person giving evidence at
this, but do you know?
Somebody in the room. You're not dealing with Lisa. He's put his jumper over. He's just having got out the course from Yerevan, but he's not by himself. He says he can't come to sleep at night. He's just taking the course. Anyway.
Even if there is giving evidence to the wearing of the tribunal must answer any evidence question. The tribunal may order a person giving evidence to answer any question or to use any article or document, even if he is self-incriminating the reader. By the self-incriminating answer given or statement made by a person giving evidence to the tribunal in terms of his act, it is inadmissible that evidence against that person in any criminal proceedings against the person. And then such an answer or statement is admissible only to the extent that it is relevant to the charge.
Does that feel like standard provision?
It is fairly standard, but it's not appropriate, so there's always a view that through two persons within the system, it cannot be allowed to, it cannot be compelled to be self-determined, but this is from the same time.
We did it somewhere else, basically required it for look, I mean, my own sense is what I am afraid of is the protection in the sense of inviting somebody to make a statement under the clause and then you're not able to be prosecuted on it. There's something similar in Parliament as well, legislation in Parliament.
Or after the hearing, the copy of the report is available in the transmitted to the AMDC. Indicates the findings of the court from the conclusion of the hearing. The tribunal must A, record the findings of fact, including the cogency and sufficiency of the evidence and the preliminary credibility of any witness, and its findings as to the merits of the litigation question, and B, submit the report to the AMDC. That for the magistrate's commission that is still a remnant of the judge's concept, which at this stage should be unnecessary by the ruling of the new magistrate. As the case may be, contains 38 findings and the reason for them, and to a copy of the report of the hearing, a copy from the submitted copy of the report, and also a copy of the chief justice report.
Just going back a little bit
more,
so the court that they were clear of provisions
a much stronger, stronger expression to the extent that we were more direct than the knowledge you used earlier.
Ordering persons to give evidence to answer in question,
yes,
which may not necessarily relate to self-incrimination questions. And then you say, or to produce any answer or documents. And then you say, even if it is self-incrimination. So that's presuming that somebody said, look, I'm not prepared to answer this self-incrimination. But what if, for example, a question is posed, nobody knows up front that it's self-incrimination. So the question is posed and answer is given, and then suddenly the person says, well, you can't use it against me because self-incrimination. So there's no real check to say there's a tribunal consider the implications of forcing somebody to answer. And I think those other, I seem to recall when we discussed, it may be the DSO stuff. And when we discussed those provisions that we set it out in a two-step way. So that it's quite clear that somebody first has to claim that it's self-incriminating first. Then the tribunal orders non-belief to answer and then that answer comes to it. Not that I'm suggesting that doesn't want to know it. But I think in terms of making it quite clear in terms of legal certainty.
It's going to be difficult because you do not have this job in front of each other. At an earlier stage, and this is way earlier, I've got a date of September 2002, this document. this clause dealing with involvement of judicial officers is fundamentally subject of hearing. We've still got a similar clause, which is in 28. But added to that clause at the time was very clearly the concerns, the tribunal might just do not, like the senior judicial officer's concerns as the legislation. I said that the tribunal might be not a judicial officer, whereas now we decide the tribunal might be a person under by the judicial officer that is honest. And then he says, could the judicial officer's concerns choose to be evident to the hearing? Or is the senior in terms of taking ITB's evidence or the failure in that way? The tribunal may at any time be questioned to be more irrespective of whether that judicial officer has done the evidence or whether he or she has been subpoenaed on section 8. And that judicial officer must answer all such questions to the the judicial officer questioned by the tribunal under penalty is not entitled to refuse to answer any question on the grounds that that answer is taken to discriminate on her, or upon the grounds that he or she is to or may be tried on a criminal charge and that is subject to the tax trial by the other counsel, provided that
but the way that you, when you read that part, it almost sounds to me as if that this is not the same as that situation, in the sense that they may not refuse to answer on the basis that it's all prejudice in a subsequent trial, criminal trial. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that evidence is received in that trial, because that evidence may still be there from the independent source of trial.
Now there is actually the same survivor here as well, the survivor's evidence regarding the subject of the answers, etc. are not admissible in any criminal proceeding and to do with
Those answers are not admissible.
Yes.
But the way we've got it here, it's a similar question. Person given self-incriminate answer says it is inadmissible as evidence against him in front of the jury. Except for perjury. Or in which no person can clarify the sentence. But there are something there in nature of which is very inquisitorial, which for example, why if the person is present and you have an inquisitorial nature of the child, why should you not go to question happening things rather than just you're not your turn, you aren't but now you just why should it not be a moreover? I think what you did pull that stuff out for us to consider is another that entire clause in a separate and separate stage. But even, you know what would be dangerous? Put that clause, transpose it with this clause here, as not even an option, but say previous clause, something like that.
That you should also have a choice. I would see the things that want to be used in any of the nice ideas, but regardless of what you choose, you will answer if I want to be one. So I will invite it.
What's the point of having gone this far? I mean, to get to the point of the tribunal. And there's no obligation on anybody to answer anything. What's the intention? So, yeah. makes more sense to do it.
Okay, let me get to part three, which is the offenses, 34. Person still doesn't offend in terms of the act of that person. Firstly, I think in our terms of 39, so 34 is not removed. Five of the past reasonable excuse.
We just finding them in court.
No. That'd be good. No, I did. I just got that. I just got
that. So that's how it will be. So you've got to put up the rate for being tip as well as the doctor. Okay, sir. finances, management, accountability, administration. Two is just why, but the magic will cover a lot of ground with regards to the ones that we face with us. But I'll put an effort into it.
Let me give you the finances and accountability sheet. The 36 expenditure information and administration assumption of the commission must be declared for money to purpose of following to its purpose, which is the constitutional development code, in terms of the public finance management act. C, money to purpose by following to its purpose. A, constitutes earmarks funds on the department of code, and B, may not be used by the department for any other purpose without the approval of the Treasury and the Chief Justice at the Department of Commission. C, the Minister must consult with the Chief Justice on the points required for the administration and function of the Commission as far as the budget and practice of the Department of State and the Management Trust. All subject to the Public Finance Management Act, the Director General of the Department which is charged with the responsibility of accounting for money, receives the payroll, out or on account of the administration function of the Commission, and he must force the necessary accounting and other matters that will be effective, so this must be ordered by the Order. The provision supports the needs of the Management Act. To go some way towards ensuring the keeping things of the citizens. Members might be amused to know that when the speech on A was originally passed, the official service commission was listed as what they call a public commission.
So there are going to be regulations as to how the minister must consult the chief justice on the side of the
chief justice. So
there's going to be regulations. The question is going to be, I don't understand. So there's going to be a line vote now. Previously we never had a line vote in the JSC. It's going to be a line vote. That's going to be a ring fence. Ring fence can only be used for the JSC and it's going to be a treasury and I think what worries me a little bit about it is because it sits with regards to certainly the staff company. We've given that job to ensure that the commission is properly established, the tribunal is properly established. The office of the chief was, the chief, I wish they would say the chief was, to the chief justice, but this is money pertaining to the commission. So, this money, what's it to be used?
Thank you.
just put something that you want to do.
Yeah. We didn't know if there was going to be a tribunal for the family. It would be, to make sure it's possible to make an agreement, but otherwise it's the same thing for now. So it means that you can't even override it for it, because you wouldn't want to override it for it, because you wouldn't want to take it. That you would underbite it for it. And then live things at the time when the tribunal happens.
I think it is that you're accused of understanding the state, but it's not all respect to justice in that case.
Don't you really enjoy the fact that you're enjoying yourself so much? No doubt for me. It's a bore. Clearly, so there's no other person who's going to act it, right? then, but under the supervision control and direction of the Chief Justice. So I imagine the Chief Justice will say we will need four secretaries in the commission. So then the executive secretary will do the administrative stuff and apply for that money and apply for the posts and fill the posts and all those. That's how it
works. That really is the right attitude. But it's a court record of matters dealt with by the commission in terms of the act of the tax file to maintain the register of public financial interest, to maintain the register of all complaints brought to the government. That is how there will be a complaint register as well. To form such functions as may from time to time be prescribed, and generally to form such a criteria in terms of the tax file.
I think what that one is the tribunal.
That must be the
negative must with English.
Yeah.
It's just the thing, negative thinking.
Not
the other way around. Yeah.
In theory, there shouldn't be a negative thinking.
Why do we need three? Another question now of the protection theory. Oh, I see what this is. Do you know what this is? This is that this person is the kid of the administration. This is what this is. Of the JSO. And that other staff and personnel act under the supervision and control of this person. Will you sort that thing? So now it's not the executive technician anymore that's going to maintain the asset register, it's the technician. Maintaining the register of services in one. Now, what does that mean, maintain? It means reserve. It means We must communicate in principles to that in certain ones that we're talking about today, about the young update. So how is in the regulation, how they must do it, within what period of time they must do it. For example, if a member is told that you're given a month to fill out for the updated register. All that stuff can be in the regulation. But the idea is that you must update is really that must come at some in the regulation. So those things. Look at that. So, you see, for me also there should be some powers and functions given to the secretary relating to people who don't comply. Just as we would have had tickets within our host of registrar. Because certainly in Parliament what happens is you don't comply, then it's the registrar who complains. Lodges a complaint to say the child has refused to comply with putting in the application. In this case, all you do is you're giving the person the ability to maintain the register. If somebody doesn't comply, who is going to complain? It can't be, and it could be Chief Justice, it could be the minister, but that's not the best way to do it. Okay. Members agree? Okay. Protection of confidential information.
Yes. So say, I can see that person is doing me about the commission. For the committee. The commission must come out or the secretary of the commission. My discharge any confidential information is documented or signed by that person. Firstly, to the extent to which it may be necessary for the proper administration of any provision of the Act. Secondly, to any person who of necessity requires it for the performance of his function in terms of the Act. When requested to do so by order of the local law, or D, whether a consolation of the Chief Justice. To any person who comes to be in the position of Section 1, is guilty of an offence and liable of the provision of his fine. Every member of the commission, the committee, and every member of the secretariat of the commission must, before assuming office or duty for the dealership of all insurance officers in the state of this section, make and subscribe to an affirmation of secrecy in the following form. In that form, I solemnly declare I stand in the cognizance of the Act, and stand in the middle. So, very serious on the decision of what are the issues.
So that goes beyond just the complaint meeting.
Yes, that is really full stop. Very serious person goes to a negative meeting and it does the confidential information that can be either abolished or needs on the third group and by that information is not obligation of publication one. The future of the claim is either on conditions of violence or not achieving a certain amount. This is quite a different standard of jurisdiction.
Maybe
we should take
both
of these meetings. Now this time the onus on you to make sure that obtain that information and that you obtain the information.
This is your media.
Well, the media will work to the end of any third party.
The basic question always comes to me. And I can see the asset register clearly will have a confidential cost. Your tribunal, there may be records and things that you want to disclose. But what else do you think? Personal details to deal with them. This is opening.
Yes. Copy from the community studies here in 1904. I cannot give you all the answers to how you can define the law as from. It's not that near that it's even if it doesn't vision with you.
At the moment, but we may require members to serve in the cut, or throw from it, or whatever. That may be on the cut. I'm suggesting to you that I have no problem with confidential information. But what is that information that we're talking about? It sounds like anything and everything that you receive in the JSC. For me, it's the register part, which is confidential. It's any matter that the Chief Justice would say, I'm giving you this in confidence and distributing to members of the JSC. It's information that you may have come across in as part of the tribunal, as you said, MPs are not involved in any case, but others are. What else should be confidential about the work of the JSC? You see, I don't think we must also take it further to say that JSC per se is there as a body that gives some transparency and openness to the issue of appointments. Now suddenly, no document that should have seen in the JSC may be given to another person. Why not? So I think the problem isn't the mechanism. The problem is what I'm talking about. How we just end up. So I think if you were to say any confidential document, I think that would be enough. So then it has to be quite clear that it's been given to me in the book of JSC in confidence. Then we can certainly have something else to do. And so I'm patient. Confidential section and what we call a public section. Now the public section, obviously people have access to it in state or so. That's essentially pertaining to our own assets, gifts to receive, those kinds of things. Right? In the confidential section, there are regulations relating to who may have access to the confidential section. We don't have some of the concerns. I mean, it doesn't mean to say that it's confidential, nobody can ever access it. The whole point of the confidential section is, and that's why we've got the spouses and the partners registered and so on, because that's another possible entry point in terms of corruption. So, then, even though the detail of that access, Mr. Galali, can be regulated in regulation, but the principle that the regulations can regulate who may have access to the confidential part will not be contained in the regulations. But then once they have access to the confidential part, nobody may disclose. Certainly they are members of the JSC. Just as the Ethics Committee in Parliament has access to your public as well as confidential information. Okay.
Okay, let me get to a very substantial provision that is just that speaking of the long party of the Act. I think all these provisions.
We'll look at that also a little later because there are things there that you might want to add.
Then I've got a traditional transitional provision that says I think it requires some further work to take down rather more to the system of the reminder that it's a specific thing. And it's the one that says, not just saying that the operation is but the principal act is taken in the position. But fantastic with the Lord coming with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, 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 the Spirit of the
Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit relatively recent discussion, not predicated to establishing institutions of which a lot of people are. So, yeah, that all being said, I will inform you further about the work. So that will be some time to work on some of these issues in the closing. I think we're going to have to do a report in the committee on some of these issues. I mean, the one thing that still niggles me a little bit is the Deputy Chief Justice and the fact that he's not in the middle of the show. Not a problem in the sense that, you know, you explain that clause in the Constitution, but it does seem an oddity that somebody acts in the position of a chairperson, but is not even a member of that position. That's just a very strange way of dealing with it. And I can't imagine, firstly, I can't imagine that there'd be a huge significant problem with a possible constitutional amendment in that regard. Making the Deputy Chief Justice a member of that commission. Number one, it enhances the number of judges on that commission, which can't necessarily be a bad thing. Secondly, then, again, I think just round off the whole system and legal framework, right? And it does at the moment. So that's the one thing that I'm toying with at the moment to include in a report. Certainly the issue, I mean, there may be issues that we can have in our discussions later that will have to be reported on. And then, certainly in terms of the enormous consultations and so on, just the forum that one through and processes that maybe one to think about. Really an oddity in the innovative process about the same. Having been discussed, then evolved into something else, and then evolved into something else. Same dashboard, for example, after the amendment. What is essentially the goal. So, we may have to deal with some of those issues in the report. But we'll discuss the details of it, I think, when we evaluate it. So, members, 2:30 today, please. Here at this venue, we won't be very long, but we do need to finalize things like we're going to keep on what today will have to be. Thank you very much. And if somebody wants to add anything, are we getting some of you? We have started from tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow morning. Thursday. Maybe not. I my sense is maybe not because there's a three line work in the house and we have to go to the most constitutional certainty. So Mr. Durande may take some time to look at some of these issues and tomorrow may be a good time. And depending on whether you're ready for the session on Friday or next, I think we can ask.
Well, I have some
let's just see how it goes and then we'll talk about that. I may get into a fiction model. What is the link? We were going to it's a pretty much work tomorrow enough.
No.
What's it? No, we have to fix the model. We have to fix the model early. We have to fix the local government and so on, and we're going to vote the council and they're going to vote on the table. With the report, which is something I hope to have gotten up today, and I need to put this in under the date of our study. So, tomorrow we definitely work. If I don't want to come back, we'll put it on the other
side.
Okay?
This is the tomorrow is
there is a three line of what is the three line of
question assessment of the situation.
After question.
After the
question. No, that's fine, because the House will only convene in three, there will be questions first and then there will be the association. So by that stage, look, we're only going to sit for about half an hour in the study. Okay? Yes. will definitely finish by the time of the house.